Log Talk Radio.
Wow!
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Do things my own way.
This is your way? Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hi, everyone. This is Carly with Daytime After Dark. Tonight we are this. Gonna have an hour or so because it's been crazy. And this has been one that one of the craziest weeks in daytime. And please call in to 1-347-850-8721. Okay. Okay, you guys. So tonight, like I said, we are going to have an L. And, you know, really, you guys, I love Carlson. I've always loved Carlson. I've always been a Carlson fan first, a Sonny Carlson fan first. And anyone who doesn't know that, need to go take a look, you know, in the mirror. I've always stayed true. That's all I'm going to say. Let's bring Maggie on.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi. Crazy week in the soaps.
Oh, yeah.
My poor Sonny.
Poor Sonny. Poor Sonny. And, you know,
the scenes today with Carly, though, the both of them are grieving. They need to be together. This is stupid, having them apart. My opinion.
Both well, yeah, they have to be
idiotic.
Together. I mean,
yeah. But at least she's going to let him go to the funeral.
It's been one of those crazy weeks. And with the age for the beautiful why and all. And this is Daytime After Dark, by the way, everyone. You know, so the number to call in is 347-850-8721. And let's bring on the boys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Well, I just wanted to say I only saw Monday's GH, but I'll tell you, from the performance I saw Laura Wright when she was emotionally grieving in this, like, 10 minutes into GH right after they came back from the first commercial break, I'm telling you, that is Laura Wright's Daytime Emmy right there for next spring. If she doesn't win it, then I don't know who else would win. Now, it might be early, but I think that's her Daytime Emmy. And Billy Miller might have gotten another Daytime Emmy just from his performance, he and or Maurice.
Well, yeah, and you know what? I mean,
I'm sorry, Carly, but I know it's early, but we can discuss this later on, but I might change my mind down the road over who I think should win the Emmys when we come down to that list down the road.
People at it, it's really early.
I agree.
Hey,
well,
David.
But you guys, this is not the time of food.
It hurts me.
But I just tell you, if you're a GH fan, it was kind of hard to watch GH this week because, like I said, I only got through Monday because I've been so bogged up, and I don't know if I'm going to just watch a catch-up marathon by watching it on demand over the weekend or not because, I mean, it just was hard to watch and without just grabbing some Kleenex and just crying.
Number one, if it wasn't so sad, if it wasn't so emotional, they would not be doing their damn job.
I know.
You know what? I'm getting really pissed with people freaking the hell out. You know what? Colleen and Sonny have been worse before, and they have been, you know, throwing him back again.
Right.
You know, and I'm just sick of everyone saying, oh, Carly's going to seat. Zach's going to seat. No, it's not about this, people. It's about grieving the tired. Use your head. I am so sick of with the Carly bashing. I am furious with the Sonny bashing. And I am, you know, even a little more furious when someone tried to tell me what couple I like. So, yeah.
And I don't give you And Carly, I'll give you credit. Laura Wright is probably the best Carly they have because Sarah Brown did good for a while, and then Tamron Braun took over for a while and did good, and both of them managed to do pretty well on other soaps down the road, but not as good as what Laura Wright has. And she has done this ever since her days on Loving and on Guiding Light.
She owns it.
But,
And I will say one more thing about Laura before I let you go on with this. If I believe that if she hadn't won her Daytime Emmy a couple of years ago, I think people would have been saying this has got to be the year that she will win her Daytime Emmy because for one thing, she would not end up in a Susan Lucci type of situation where it takes her 10, 15 tries before winning an Emmy finally.
20,
and she eventually got it done on the first try, and that's what counts the most.
I don't blame Mom Sunny for working differently. I mean, he caught the hit. I really don't blame him. I think they did get to his effect. They always have. So I don't blame Mom.
He didn't do it. It had to be one of... Jerome's got other albums. They're making it, or Jerome did it to himself. Just
right.
Fun. Well.
Right. And why blame everything on Nelly? Because, first of all, I don't know anything about her.
Wait, what?
Why
blame everything on Nell? Really?
I mean, they say that she planted the bomb, but it wasn't. But I'm thinking, like Maggie said, it could be Juliet. And I agree. It might be Julian. Because I know it can't be Paul because... Because the last thing you want is for Paul to kill Morgan just like he did Sabrina.
Wait. Number one, why? Why? I mean, if it was Paul, great. You know what? Just because he killed Sabrina, he could not have set this whole thing in motion. He threw the freaking trial because he was in bed fucking Ava. So, really? And Scotty Baldwin threw...
I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to get back to watching GH because of what you said a couple of weeks ago, Carly, of me watching it whilst I was banned for life from the show. So I'm just trying to catch up.
Thank you.
GH is on top of his game. Right there, he's on top of his game, ever.
Thank you.
Better.
I mean, the writer, the producer, the actors.
Well, yeah, and, there comes a point where I'm sick of everyone, you know, the story and Diamond fall from over yet, and they just want to place blame on Sunny. Blame on Carly. Blame on a lot of things. You know, and if you went back 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, then all stemmed from Julian getting off. I really believe. And I really believe if it's Julian, he's just laughing and saying, I can do whatever the damn thing I want. I got off because my sister is a slut. And before I get any emails, I'm talking about the character of Ava, so I don't want to hear a word. But yeah, I'm pissed.
It just seems that it has to be one of his enemies or himself that he did this. And the bodyguard, he just got out of the car to have a cigarette, right? Why would you walk away when you're in the secret? Wouldn't you just stand next to the book? Could he be involved?
Yeah.
It's wonderful watching it unwind, but take care of my son, yeah.
Everything's going to be okay. You know, I hope.
Yeah,
but you know what?
It's been the worst. Yeah, come on, top.
So.
No, I mean, they always go back to doing something. Screw the fact that Ingo is coming back, really? You know, maybe he needs the money for once in his life. I'm just getting sick of...
I wouldn't think that Jax will come back for, to try to gain custody of Joshua or not. I would not think of that. Because that's one person that, since they have recast the role of Joshua, that's one person that have been kind of like just popping up every now and then, as opposed to maybe once a month like the other one was, but haven't been that much getting a good storyline. So I would think when Jax does come back, maybe he might be thinking to probably to talk to Carly about possibly gaining custody of Jocelyn.
Really? For what? What? Really?
I haven't followed it that much except in the last month because you told me to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying.
November sweeps are coming, so all of them pull out the best acting.
Right. I mean, in my opinion, I would love to see Brenda back because it would be great to see the great acting talents of Vanessa Marcel, because I have always admired her acting talents both on GH and other shows that she had been on.
Does anyone else think that Jerry is Nell's father?
Uh-huh.
Or is that just me? You just two? Okay, two of us. What do you think, David?
No. I don't think
no?
So. No.
Why not?
Well, I will just say right now, there's a lot more. I think, in my opinion, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next few weeks with Nell, because one thing, she's like the mystery gal on GH right now that you want to know about what happened in her past and everything, kind of like what we are seeing right now with Claudette, but for a different reason with Claudette than what we're seeing with Nell.
Mm-hmm. I really wanted her to get Ava's with the lithium pills in her hand, and I said, you go now. You get her.
And I will have to give credit where credit is due. Chloe is a great actress, and I know it would be I don't know if we can probably get her on the show one day, but it would be a good idea to maybe do an interview and maybe ask her a couple of questions down the road if we can get the actress that's playing now on the show one day.
That would be great.
You might think she looks like Tamara Braun. And Tamara Braun looks like Carly. Tamara Braun.
Carly.
Right. She does look a little bit like Tamara Braun. And I never thought about putting a twin peak between her and Cameron that much, but she did say on the Soap Digest interview that it was the funniest rumor was that she met Tamara Braun and she never did before. And so
That's what it was said. What it was said that everyone thinks that she and Tamara Braun doll.
Look like twins.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. They look like. Mm-hmm. So, I think back in the year.
Maybe if you give me one good week of watching General Hospital Monday through Friday without having to rely on demand and just watching it either in real time or on DVR later that same night, maybe I can just take notes on Nell more often and just find out what's really going on and see a little bit of comparison between her and Cameron because I don't want to just end up just putting mistaken identity or Twin Peaks or think that that the actress that's playing now is Tamron because I don't see no comparison.
Okay, number one.
And number two.
Number one, Bobby.
Tamron is like 15 years older than the actress that's now.
Oh, my God,
younger.
Bobby. They were not saying this about the show, Bobby. They were saying that in real life.
Well, Yeah, I know
and
that. I know that. I know
had
that.
Nothing to do with the show. It had to be real life. Get your facts straight.
And I loved her as Barbara when she was in with the whole Luke story.
I don't think
sisters.
I remember that, but like I said, maybe it would be nice to get her on the show so I can maybe ask her a question, and Maggie can ask her a couple of questions, David can ask her a couple of questions, and Carly can do an interview and ask her some questions, because that's somebody on the wish list that I would love right now to have perhaps one day on the show.
Good idea. Very good for the wish list. I don't know if that'll ever happen.
And right. And maybe get either Olivia back on the show, because I missed that chance to talk to her last time, or get Michelle Stafford, because I haven't talked to Michelle Stafford on a radio and internet soap show in about a year and a half, so it would be great to talk to her. One of those three names.
Bowery. And you can't talk to Bowery. Either of you.
Thank you, David. No, what I'm saying is, really? And right now, Bobby, I'm sorry, right now? We can get the eighth son. The eighth starts on right now.
Right.
Oh.
This is the wish list. Wish lists are good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The lady that had MS. What was her name? I mean,
the little girl,
Barbara Jean, back in that time with Luke, and she died. Can't remember.
Okay, how many years ago was it?
Last year, 2 years ago, when right before Luke left, it was winding the story about what really happened with the family.
Oh, you mean Pat, when his sister got it?
Pat, right. Can you think of Pat's real name, all the actors?
She was married to Christopher Wallace Stone. I know that. But he died from cancer.
D. Wallace Stone.
That's a Stone. Deborah or?
Which is not Stone. She doesn't want to do D. Wallace. She got the stone when he got divorced. D. Wallace.
D. Wallace Stone. Thank you.
D. Wallace, yeah.
That was amazing storyline. That time, too. I mean, with, my Luke come back.
But can you tie it? I don't know if you can come back. Yeah, we are missing.
And so. Duke. Can you picture Duke with a granddaughter?
He loved Emma so much. I mean, Emma was, his little maestro. I mean, come on. Emma was the only one that could get the Duke to dress, like a girl and everything. So, can I imagine Dick with a doll granddaughter? Yeah, I really can, because all of the years of loving Robin and Emma,
I'm sorry, Carly, but speaking of Robin, I heard that Kimberly McCullen is coming back to GH next week.
Yeah. Well,
does this mean that we might see Emma as well? Because I know it would be impossible to get somebody to play Patrick since Jason Thompson is on YNR. So that would be something interesting right there. We can at least get Emma and Robin back in time next week.
That'd be great.
Because it would be hard, like I said, to get Jason Thompson off of YNR and come back for a couple of days as Patrick.
Okay, Bobby, number one, right now that would be impossible. If Jason had the contract like He's new on the screen. Yeah, I mean, Jason is in a hot storyline as Billy Abbey over there. And, you know, I don't see this happening. You know, and, you know, I'm still a little mad with YNR right now. So, you know what? Why? Because Steve Burton is leaving. My Dylan, God, you know what? I mean, you know, yeah, I love Jason, and I will always love Jason. But for me, seeing Steve in a different character and working great with Mel and Doug and Joshua and even Sharon, even though I don't like her. You know, it has been for me the greatest thing to us because I've said it years ago. Remember, Maggie, I said this to you. If I saw a kid for Nikki and Paul, I told you years ago I would have cast Steve Burton before it happened.
Yeah, we really did.
Yep, and then when
Because I think this reminds me almost similar to how I felt when Michelle Stafford left to head the GH and how it was hard to find somebody to play Phyllis, and the only person I thought of would have been Gina, who is now Phyllis, of course. But the only thing I was thinking at the time that I didn't know if Gina would be fit to play Phyllis, considering that she haven't been daytime in a while, but then after a while, I thought this would be a not bad idea. So I kind of had this call because when I was on another show, I kind of called it as it was. And next thing I know, I read Soap Digest and seen it all of a sudden, Phyllis, and I had that right. So I kind of called it. Kind of like with Carolyn Mosley when she left Port Charles to head to General Hospital, not because she had a choice because of her contract, but because Port Charles got canceled. I kind of called that too years ago. So I kind of just, so.
And Kelly from One Life to Live. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I wish it could be brought back.
Yeah.
Yes, David.
I think I'm just playing with John, but not even Michelle Stafford. She needs a great storyline. She doesn't need the talent. So badly.
Well,
she's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
she can do so bad.
Right. I mean, I'm not too crazy about Michelle as Nina because I'm so used to seeing her as Phyllis versus what Gina had done as Phyllis because I'm so used to seeing her not as Kelly on One Life to Live but as Dinah on Guiding Light.
I think it was Kelly. What do you think, David? Who do you think with Gina? What role do you think of, when you see her, what role did she play?
I see that I think she's doing a great job with Phyllis. She's doing an awesome job. I mean, she's doing an awesome on Phyllis. She's doing an awesome job.
Right. And I kind of see the mother and daughter thing between Gina and Hunter King. And I know that Hunter King will probably have limited time on YNR since she's now with Jesus. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
Bobby, that doesn't mean that. Bobby, they are taping in the same place. So it's not like Hunter King is going to California. I mean, New York for this.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I know this is the kind of difference between doing a daytime show and a primetime nighttime show because I know years ago Deidre Hall did this and it worked fine. Kelly Ripa did this before and worked fine. So I think it could possibly do well because I've seen even Lisa Redden when she was on Days of Our Lives do a talk show at the same time and a reality show, not The Real Housewives, but host a home own makeover show called Merge. So I think what I'm saying is Hunter King can probably do what Kelly and Lisa mm-hmm. did before her.
Right.
Do maybe two or three shows.
That's why I'm hoping Justin will be back as Adam. Because the show is renewed, and I love it. This is us.
Right.
But
yeah,
they don't tape
yet,
all the
yeah.
time. So. When they're done.
Well,
taping.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, you know, and for me, for me, you know, for me, I just think that, you know, like some of our favorites that leave and come back. You know, the thing why this is happening is because they don't give them breaks. And before I hear anyone saying, oh, well, they are superstars. You know, they should not be this picky, really. Mm-hmm. You are making them through not just one episode a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are doing eight episodes in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because
so
Christopher Reeve started.
Yeah.
And my daily Hasselhoff, Knight Rider. He started on a soap. He was Snapper on Young
yeah.
and Restless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got their feet wet. Snapper. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, now I'm going to be thinking of his brother. Oh, what's the brother's name?
Hi.
What do you mean?
That was the one you made there.
Snapper's brother.
I do want to I do want to say I'm starting to love my new favorite soap couple on Days, Gabby mm-hmm. and Chad. Now, I admit this
Me
might be
too.
Temporary until Marcy Miller becomes Abigail again, mm-hmm. Abigail, but I'm liking them as a couple. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong about JJ and Gabby, especially after what went down this week with JJ, but I think at the end of the day, I think Gabby will probably choose Chad for now until Abigail comes back. And then
Nancy,
we'll
I don't
no,
but I don't because you know what? Yeah, if he didn't get saw by Opius the bastard, maybe not. But you know what? You know, and that's the thing. You know, Opius is not dead. Come and find out the bastard is not dead, and we'll find that out
mm-hmm.
next week.
Yeah,
I just wish
that they got. I mean, they got rid of at least Clyde, who I didn't care about one bit. Period.
Hell, yeah.
Along his crazy son, and they got rid of Xander, who I could care less.
mm-hmm.
But if they can get rid of this guy, then at least Dave can move on to a better storyline. Like maybe, other than probably focusing on the Rat Pack and turning Dave into an episode of 90210. If the cast of 90210 was drop off on the set of Saved by the Bell, and it was more with storylines straight out of the old 90210.
Mhm. That was so cute.
I'm sorry.
For me, it's just like, you know. The way I look at it, you know what, right now we only have four subs on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I don't think we have room to really judge everything every 5 minutes. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And because if we start with that, we are going to end up talking like Donald Dump. Okay? And,
Crack.
Yeah, well, I know. But, you know, for me... You know, I've always been,
But all the soaps, I thought this week, they were all putting more action in it.
Yeah, and like I was telling Maggie, the other night. Maggie backed me up on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like for days I was so happy with the accent. But
mm-hmm.
That's where my, you know, I love a woman's accent. Yes, I would love a sexy every now and then, but the accent for me,
mm-hmm.
That's what keeps it on at the end of our seats. I haven't felt like that about Day Level Life in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the whole town was working together,
mm-hmm.
and my Eddie was one of the heroes. Yeah, and I mean, just not Eddie was, but
mm-hmm. No, defusing that bomb. Oh.
Yeah.
And Jennifer. I loved it. I loved the whole thing. I loved all the acting. And I want Sharon to get caught on Young and the Restless. I'm sick of her.
Oh yes, I want her to go down.
Okay.
No,
I'm not a big fan of Sharon.
Well, the way I'm about Sharon right now is if I wrote to Sharon Chase on more than one
mm-hmm.
occasion to tell her to grow up, Sharon. If I'm gonna have to tell this 500 times or every time I write to her, apparently,
mm-hmm.
apparently somebody at YR is gonna get a hold of one of my letters and just say we need to make Sharon more mature just so we can satisfy
mm-hmm.
this man.
No. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay. They have had Sharon on a slippery slope
for
the past 4 years. I'm sick of hearing, oh, she has bipolar. Oh, it's okay. She put down the good one. Oh, she lost some. Oh, my God, it's her bipolar.
Oh,
oh my God, she
lost
a baby. Oh, my God, it's her bipolar. Really? You're going to blame it all on that, really? And, you know, and this is why. Yeah, this is why I get pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm on your camera fan over here.
What?
I'm going to get some on your camera fan over here. I love Sharon.
He's a Sharon fan.
Yeah, I'm like, with,
yeah.
Oh, crap, Bobby. David, no. David, you can't.
I
don't know people who they
okay,
like.
I like what she does. That young girl is doing there. But I didn't see the great actress. But I don't like what she's doing there. But,
no, yeah. I mean, yeah, the actress, I don't have a problem with. Yeah, but if Dylan becomes collateral damage for this.
Huh?
I will kill one.
Oh, no. I never even thought of that.
Right.
Well, you know, Mom. You know, Mom, how I think about things way ahead in this brain of mine. Yeah.
I have a question, Carly, and maybe you or Meg can help me on this. With is Elizabeth Henderson's character Chloe on there for a long time, or is this just a short run again? Because I was trying to write to Elizabeth, tell her welcome back, and she's doing a great job, and send her a Christmas card. And I was just wondering.
Your contract.
She's back on contract.
Wait, who is?
Elizabeth Henderson. Chloe.
No, she's not. No, she's not. No. No, come on. They didn't have my husband back on contract.
Oh, no.
What?
She used to be when she was on there all the time.
But. Yeah. Yeah, but she didn't get back on the contract.
Well, no. Okay,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean they are on contract, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean if they are on a lot, that doesn't mean that they are on contract. It means they are probably on recurring. And it's because by now it's a big story for, you know, Chloe and Sarah seeing the climax. That's when, because she decided to leave when she decided to leave.
And Elizabeth is a great actress, and she played a very interesting role and a good storyline on All My Children with the abusive spouse. Spouse storyline with Jeff Branson on All My Children as Maggie, and she had a great storyline with the whole Delia storyline as far as who the baby daddy was, and eventually dealing with her death. So I mean, all I'm saying is Elizabeth Henderson is a great actress, and I think if she wants to try to get herself into a category of trying to make some noise at the Emmys next year, as far as trying to win an Emmy or something, I think now's the time with this storyline that she has to show it, because this is going to come down between her or Melissa Claire. And I stated earlier that Laura Wright should be the one to watch out for Emmy. But what about Melissa Claire Egan and Elizabeth Henderson? Let's not forget about those names that were in YNR.
I mean, but for me, I'm enjoying all my soaps again, and
I'm enjoying.
I'm just enjoying them because, I don't watch them when they first air because the way I think, my little head goes, okay, you need something to fall asleep to, not fall asleep boring. But whenever I was GH last, Dave's last, I end up having like a really good dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So
am I funny, right?
Right. I'm gonna tell you a dream that
Bobby. Bobby.
I'm sorry, Carly, but I gotta tell
Maggie,
you.
Maggie, what were you saying?
Not with my Sonny, though, I hope.
Mom, I would never take you, Sonny.
Thank you.
And you know what my... Come on, you know what my dreams have been about lately? Think about
Neil.
It. Neil. And let's just put it out there, people. My last dream was Neil and Wait from Days of Our Life.
In the same dream.
That's all I'm going to say.
The funny thing happened to me last week was I dreamt I met Arianna Zucker, and I know she'd been through hell in the last week, the Donald Trump situation, and she went on stage with her side of the story, and I agree with her on what she said.
Thank you.
The main goal right now for her to raise her daughter, Isabel, and focus on playing Nicole Walker and not dealing with what Trump is going to be capable of doing as your president. But I had a weird dream that I actually met Arianna Zucker, and I know it's probably the closest thing to the dream where I'm about to tell you that this is more reality, but I'm looking online right now, and there's a Days fan event coming to Charlotte on April 22nd of next year. And right now, Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols are the only two stars, but there should be more to come. So I'm looking forward to maybe just getting some selfies, pictures, shaking hands, and maybe asking a few questions to Mary Beth and Stephen as far as their characters go. So I can't wait for that in April. I texted you guys the other day about it.
Yes, it does. It's like cool because that would be really cool to go there.
Yeah. Well, Charlotte's not far because I know a couple of years ago I wanted to go meet Jen Lilly and Patsy Peace and Cassie the Pie in Atlanta, but wasn't able to do it. Last year I wanted to do it with Marie Wilson, and was unable to do it because of the funds and the fact that it was too close. But this time around, I'm just saving up my money and just trying my best to see what happens during the holidays when the package comes out in the beginning of the year, and then just find the max deal. I don't care if I have to pay $500, but I'm gonna at least get to that and just spend a weekend in Charlotte at the same time.
That'd be wonderful.
Hopefully everything in Charlotte will not end up as crazy as it was last month with the riots there. And by the way, I was okay. I was not near Charlotte, but I had some friends there, and they were telling me they were okay. So hopefully there won't be a trial where everything goes crazy and stuff in Charlotte with more riots. That's what happened.
And the reason why we didn't have the show last week, they were predicting 40 mile per hour winds. And I understand. What?
From the hurricane.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I mean, we don't get hurricanes here. But for us, for us, this is gonna be you know, for us it was crazy because we thought
you lose power.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna lose power.
Yeah,
and then on top of it, my grandmother came over and stayed with me Saturday night because my parents' house has trees all over. And my mom and dad were out for the night. And mom didn't want grandma to be home alone in case the tree fell on the house.
Mm-hmm. It's safer.
Even though, you know,
well, Carly,
I was thinking that's funny for 1 second.
Yeah. Well, Carly, I almost ended up then not wanting to call into the show 2 weeks ago because we were dealing with a hurricane and I was afraid that the winds might pick up and we might lose power that night, the night before it actually hit. And I know that David, it went through David's area, but he said it was not bad and it wasn't as bad as it thought. Well, we here in North Carolina had flooding in eastern North Carolina, in Lumberton, Greenville, and Rocky Mountain and Goldsboro and Kinston. They all got flooding. I have branches and a shingle that was on the ground in my yard from the wind. There have been roads that have sinkholes in it and some roads that were blocked off for a week or so. So we got the worst of the hurricane a couple weeks ago. So I almost ended up not calling you for that reason other than because I was thinking after I got done with the conversation I had with Jim Lilly on another show that I was thinking about that I wanted to just call in before my power went out and stuff like that. Because I was a little bit, because you would understand, Carly, if I had texted you back last Wednesday prior to the Wally Kurt interview on why I couldn't make it onto the show last Friday before because of the hurricane.
Definitely.
So I'm just glad and I thank God that it was nothing really serious and we didn't end up with the same thing we had with Floyd or Fran or back in the 80s with Hugo or way back in the 1950s with Hazel. Mm.
Amen.
And I know, David, you went through the same thing with Wilma and Andrew years ago.
Oh, yeah, Andrew was worse.
Yeah.
Andrew was worse storm. Andrew,
yeah.
Andrew. It went out before he hit us. And it did, as he turned.
Oh, you guys, hold on. We have a call. Because I'm a dog girl and I'm watching the Swiss boat. But now I am. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Welcome on there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So 503. Have you watched Days of Our Life this week?
I did. I missed Wednesday. I tried to watch it on my app, but the boys interrupted me, and so. I only got, like, halfway through it, and then that damn thing, I thought it would restart where I left off, but it didn't. And I was like, damn, I'm not going through all those ads again.
Well, Carla, to make you feel happy, I only got through Wednesday's show, but I'm going to watch Thursday's and today's show.
Thursday's
on
boring
Sunday.
As hell.
Oh, well, yeah, Thursday, but I haven't watched today, but... Wednesday, half of the reason why you got breaking news is because of that explosion, right?
Yeah, I know, but I really don't care. Like, do it.
Well, I know, but
wait a minute.
But
what was the explosion?
Oh, some stupid explosion down in Portland. The friggin' Northwest Gas. They were doing construction or something and hit a gas line and blew up a building. Stupid. So the whole days was canceled over that.
Well,
and no one got killed or anything.
I don't find
it,
did they do this on purpose? Because I don't know in light of what was going on days with the whole bomb storyline. I don't think they did this on purpose to coincide.
No,
with
this was a total accident. Like, they hit a gas line. But I missed Monday because of, I forget what breaking news happened Monday. And then, so I saw Tuesday. Tuesday was pretty good. And then I was waiting for Wednesday. And then, yeah, same thing. So I was watching it on the app, and it was pretty good. But then, like I said, I got interrupted, and I didn't.
Well, you know, and that's.
Right. I think if I'm not mistaken, David, you can help me on this. But wasn't yesterday's Days and GH and part of YNR and Bowling Beautiful preempted because President Obama was in Miami to speak for on behalf of Clinton for her campaign?
I didn't see Days. I didn't see yesterday.
I know they didn't do it except for the in West Palm, but I'm just saying from the Miami stations.
I didn't watch.
Well, yeah, I mean, too.
I'm glad they're over,
did,
that's for sure.
But you know what? For me, like, I was sitting watching Tuesday, getting all happy. Watching one day was, I'm saving one day's episode for a very long time. It's because for me, I love action, and I'm loving on the storylines, and I'm loving how, and,
crazy.
And when Jennifer was attached to the bomb, and Hope, you know, had a helper and had my Eddie helper.
No, that was like Tuesday, because I saw all that.
Wednesday. I saw part of Tuesday up until Gabby was talking to JJ right before he got shot.
Okay, wait. Excuse me, I'm wrong.
Because I watched all that. That was Tuesday. I missed Wednesday after all that. I missed, like, because it ended Tuesday with JJ getting shot, and that's, like, how it ended. And then I missed all Wednesday. Like, I saw, like I said, I saw part of it on the app when Chad and what's-her-butt were trying to stop the bleeding, and Marlena punctured his lung and blah, blah, blah. But then right after that, yeah, I got interrupted and didn't get to watch the rest of it.
Right.
Bad boys.
They totally screwed me over.
Yeah, I think I watched like maybe about 20 minutes of Wednesday's Days as far as I got to. I'm trying to remember what. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
until,
that's like me. Like, I missed when he got to the hospital. I didn't know he was in a coma and all that crap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Thursday
Wednesday
was really stupid.
Up until Lucas was trying to kick Annie out of the mansion.
That was so funny.
Look, we might be losing Teresa, but we haven't lost the other half.
You're
the
bitch that harassed my sister.
Bobby,
I'm sorry, but we might not be
losing Teresa forever.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, genuinely may be gone from Days, but at least we still got Marilyn Scotland to provide the comedy right now. And,
okay,
and
let's see.
Is good for a few laughs every now
let's
and then.
Let's see, Bobby. They haven't brought Anne on the show in 8 months, really?
Thank God.
You think we're going to see a lot of her, really? 8 months go by and she finally was seen? Because remember, Maggie.
Well, I do remember that she helped Teresa with her wedding, and that was the first time I saw it, and I just literally said, it's great to see my favorite comedy back on television.
Oh, you didn't watch,
yes,
though,
Bobby,
but,
shut up. 501, you know something.
What I want to know is that creeper that's after Blanca, like, how the hell does he know Teresa? Like, at the end, it's just like, oh, you know who I found? Teresa Donovan, when they saw him sitting on the bench park, or the bench at the town square. And I'm like, who is that guy, and how does he know? I bet you it has drug-related issues, like, back in her drug days or something, because, like, how the hell would he know her?
And speaking of Blanca, there's another person who we haven't seen that much other than in hospital scenes. I mean, the actress is on a Spanish soap, and I believe as well as Days, so it's hard to just actually watch her other show because it's in Spanish, and I don't know Spanish that well.
That Blanca girl?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. But she's definitely not Mexican.
Exactly.
Sorry, there's no Mexican that's freaking blonde and blue eyes.
Yeah, you know who she reminds me of and look like? She looked like Sophia Vargas of Modern
Family. Yes.
Because I agree. Just a few months ago that she and should guest star on Modern Family as Gloria's sister because she and Sophia Vargas look alike.
That would be funny.
Yeah,
oh,
but yeah. There's no Mexican that's blonde haired and blue eyes. That's just dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how Ed O'Neill, Al Bundy himself will handle the whole situation about mistaking Gloria for her sister if Blanca, the actress, plays her, because that would be a hilarious episode of Modern Family I want to watch.
Yes,
I don't care
if
they have to turn to the one camera to Sophia's character, and she said that she didn't want her husband, who was Ed O'Neill, to mistake her sister in town, and then Ed O'Neill just makes some jokes along the side.
Yeah, this is still on the show. Yeah, this is still on the show already.
Okay, so you know who I want to see together is, screw JJ. I want Chad and Gabby together.
Well, you know, I mean,
I think they're, super cute together. Like,
as I said earlier, I'm kind of like,
JJ's just too wussed for me, but.
Yeah, Caller, as I said earlier, I love Gabby and Chad together. They're my new favorite couple on the show, but, however, Marcy Miller is going to play Abigail, and she should be back in town soon. What happened?
Well, but you know what, Bobby? The thing is,
the real Abigail?
Yeah, no, the recast.
Oh, I don't want to recast.
But you know, like I've said, I don't think this recast might not work, and so you know what? I think down the road we will see Kate. Mancy back in the role.
Right.
I think half of the reason why she left is because she got a couple of movies. And
right.
Oh my god, Bobby.
I'm sorry, Carly.
No, the reason why she left is because she was doing a couple of movies. And NBC won't let her out of her contract, and we're like mad with people saying that, oh, will they take enough time off? Which is not true because, they were called, but leaving is with the studio and the way it is, they have to, they cannot do some outside projects. And NBC is known for that. And CBS is known for that. Well, ABC is probably more liberal about letting the actors and the actors be gone for a couple of months and pre-taped stuff. And that's where Days of Our Life has screwed up. I mean,
yeah, I don't know,
because
I was like totally.
But when you see Jen Lilly doing a Christmas movie for Lifetime, when you see Ariana Zucker doing a movie for Lifetime, when you see Kate Madison playing a character that probably, in my opinion, reminds you of Glenn Close's Fatal Attraction character, like she did in Unwanted Guest, and then you're kind of just saying to yourself, that why are they on in these movies when they're still on contract with these soaps? I mean, it's not like, and you're also starting maybe possible rumors that, oh, they're going to leave the show or not and everything else.
I don't know, because I think Allison Sweeney did a lot of Lifetime channels during Days as well.
Right.
But,
I'll take Allison Sweeney for example. The only reason why she committed to Hallmark Channel movies is because she chose to read Days to spend more time with her kids and just get committed to that.
I get that.
Well, yeah,
sad. I was very, very sad, but I get that.
Well, but, I think family will come back. But the thing is, with what they are doing right now, and Maggie will back me up, is, when they are in a hot storyline for, 6 to 8 months, and it's usually a hot storyline for half of the year. They get no downtime really for that. And they have vacations. But if they want to do outside projects, you know, the studio has to know nowadays a year in advance, which is stupid. So, yes.
Hello? I'm sorry. I was just making sure that I was just checking to see if I had a game on one of my radios and just ended up just turning off. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is why, you know, studios are like that. And, you know, I mean, come on. Jay Hawkinson.
When athletes or whatever, they're like, no, you're not going to go skydiving. No, you're not allowed to do this. No, you're not allowed to do that, you know, because you're on a contract. So, like, you can't hurt your body because
that
you
is
need
not
it,
true,
so.
Actually.
Right, right. And I will give you probably one example. If I can compare right now, probably, and I'm probably maybe perhaps Kelly Monaco, she to LeBron James. LeBron left for Cleveland for Miami and then came back on a sudden and won championships in both cities. Kelly could have easily have gone down prime time and then just been on another soap versus GH, but she decided to stay on GH. So that's that's an example.
No, but what I'm saying is, they do most skydiving and stuff now, really. They just have a thing in their closet, the contract that, you know, please don't die.
Well, actors maybe, but I'm just saying, like, I know with athletes, they have a really strict contract where they're not allowed to even go snowboarding or skiing or, like, do any wakeboarding or, like, they can't do those things because they need their body. And if you go and break your leg or snap your neck or get it, whatever, like, you're no good to us. So I know they have way bigger contracts.
Oh, yeah. And what I was saying about Drake was they did not use the stunt on one of those scenes. And it was taking down a doe. And we haven't seen this yet. And he was out for 3 months. Because of a little brain injury with that, and he got a really bad concussion. And Dave and Drake's lawyer were, you know, in, talks because of the medical aspect of that.
Yeah.
I mean, because.
I'll give you another example here. The reason why Camille Bennett left Dave was that she wanted to just swore out to maybe do a recurring role on Mistress. And that's the reason we didn't see much of Gabby until this recent storyline that has her in it. But now with Mistress canceled and everything else, Camille signing her contract to stay loyal to Dave, she's back on here. Kind of go back to the LeBron James story that I talked about with Kelly Monaco a minute ago.
Well, no. Okay. You are describing soaps and athletes, Bobby. No, it's totally different. It is totally different because of the way the studio, you know, wants to make sure the talent, you know, stays on board. But they know now. Give them a couple of weeks off to go do a movie. Go, you know, take... Because they can do a lot of pre-taping stuff. Why, Maggie?
Sure.
Yeah, the only difference with the movie is it takes a lot longer than a couple of weeks.
Well, depending on a movie, because I heard, a couple of movies that they have, you know, done, like, 2 months of shooting and got done in 2 months. It all depends on
the type of movie. Like Lifetime, I'm sure, but if it was like a real movie, no. People are usually on that movie for like a year. So,
You know, Carly, this will be a good example for me to learn when I have this ask Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols and Charlotte about what you just talked about. Because I'm not going to just compare them with athletes or anything like that. I'm just going to say how they took a break from Days and then came back a decade later.
You're not coming back up. Make up your
freaking
mind.
Then placed back on contract while you're on.
Sorry.
Wait,
I'm
wait, wait, wait.
Dog.
You know, no, it had nothing to do back then. Back in the 80s and 90s, they did not even want their talent to go do movies. Oh, anything. And it wasn't a secret at all. It was the fact that everyone knew that. And, you know, everyone knows that now.
I have a question for you, not to interrupt you. How old is Victor? He's got to be kicking old.
I'm okay.
I hate it when he's freaking old.
But what I love about it is, you know, he still wants a book. He doesn't want to retire.
No, I love him. I'm just like, gosh, you're old. You might just die on the show. For real.
No, no, I need to get rid of it. No.
Well,
no, no,
actually, that could be true, because usually when they get up on there, like Alice and Tom and
yeah,
whatever.
Cause
yeah,
because they actually really died on the show. Like,
and
they're old.
Mean, so,
look what we saw over on General Hospital with Lyra, and what we saw with Phoebe on All My Children, and with Jeannie Cooper on Y&R. Look at those actors. They worked their butts off every day until the day of their death. And
well,
was,
you know what? I mean,
like,
even
he was working every day until he decided he wanted to retire from General Hospital, and that's what he did. That doesn't mean
well,
that.
No,
the
I mean, but you know what? Yeah, but Anthony, Gilly is gonna come back down the line, and I know and I believe that it was open-ended, whatever. And you know, the thing with that is, he had, like, two major back surgeries back-to-back. And, you know, and he should, you know, maybe he should have stayed away longer than maybe he would not have took early retirement for a while. But when you have Jeannie Cooper, Frances Reed, John Ingo, although, yeah, they usually want to go out. I'm dying because they don't want to retire. And with the, you know, ageism on soaps, they have learned not to give up the legendary actors and actresses that we love. They have learned that.
Right. Right, because I look for example, Deidre Hall, who's been acting on several different shows and on days for over 40 years, she's getting close up there, and I think that no matter what happens to
Faye
down
the road,
like
60. She's not that old.
Be probably
oh my God,
still
Bobby.
There. For, right, but look at
Bobby,
her. Look at Susan Rogers.
Young.
Look at but look at her. Look at Susan Rogers. Look at Peggy McRae. I mean, those are the names right there. I mean, they're getting up there, and even Dale, who plays Andre, he's getting up there too. So, Bobby McClellan's up there.
Like Victor's up there, Caroline Brady's up there, but no one else is up there.
Yes, Victor is up there, but you know, if Stefano stayed, you know, and the only reason he left is because he had a couple of strokes. Why after another? So for that.
But I still feel like is he younger than Aniston or are they similar in age? And he just dyed his hair.
Victor's born in 1983.
Victor's born when?
1933.
He's definitely younger.
1933.
Definitely younger.
Yeah.
He's 7 years younger.
Mhm.
Than Stefano.
Yes. And you
really?
Know what? Yeah.
Wow.
And for Stefano, yeah.
That was honestly crazy
to me because Stefano died so many flipping times that like for him to actually be gone, I was like, wow, you're really gone this time.
Well, you know what? But the thing was, yeah, he might not really be being gone, but he was having strokes, and then he was getting early set Alzheimer's, and it was hard for him to read the crew calls by Maggie.
Yeah, that's really a demanding job. I'm sure you need to take care of his health foremost.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, I mean, no one really wanted him to leave. Everyone went, you know, and he hung on as long as he could.
Yeah, it's always like you love to hate him type of guy.
Yeah, but it's like he, you know, he held on because he didn't want
to
leave.
We get to miss him.
Yeah, you totally do. Yeah. Well, it's like Sammy. Nobody's like Sammy on this show anymore. Like, where's my little devil child? I miss her.
Yeah.
Her name is Devious.